and welcome to episode 16 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on December 11th, 2009. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. Season's greetings! We want to send out our warmest nightlight wishes to you and your family during this holiday season. This time of year, we look forward to a lot of parties, lights, decorations, singing, and presents that you give and receive. There are a lot of different ways to give through the holiday season. You can give your time to a worthy cause, collect food, collect toys, even donate a book for sick children in the hospital. Share with us a way that you have given in this holiday season in the comment section. We love to hear how creative and special our listeners are. We thought writing our first holiday story, Chili's Christmas, was fun and magical. If you haven't listened to Chili's yet, you can download it from the blog at nightlightstories.blogspot.com or free at iTunes. Our second holiday story, Inky's Christmas, was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. Have you ever been worried about something? Inky's Christmas by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. It wasn't me. I didn't ink. It wasn't me. I didn't ink, repeated Inky over and over as he tossed and turned in his den. Two of Inky's eight arms fell off his seabed, giving just enough weight to pull the rest of him onto the ocean floor. He awoke with a start, his three octopus hearts beating hard. He looked around startled and worried until the sleepiness left his head and he realized it was all a dream. "Oh, thank goodness, I didn't ink," he said, shaking his bulbous head and stretching out his suction cups. "What am I going to do?" he asked himself as he gazed over at the three wrapped presents for his friends. "If I ink at any of my friends' Christmas parties, I'll be so embarrassed. I know everyone will laugh at me. I wish I could control it." Swimming over to the presents, Inky devised an idea. "Stay calm. Stay calm. Don't worry so much. Today, on the way to Eel's Extravaganza, I'll just repeat that over and over so I won't ink at the party," he thought to himself with as much confidence as he could muster. Trembling a bit on the inside, Inky turned his attention to choosing a color for the extravaganza. Inky shifted from color to color, but with every color he tried, his anxiety grew. He tried dark green, but what if Eel was serving seaweed? He would blend in, or worse, someone might mistake one of his tentacles for an appetizer. He tried brown, but being in a dark cave, he would be completely camouflaged and hard to see. Inky decided to turn a deep orange color for the event, nervously hoping there wouldn't be any starfish or clownfish there with the same exact shade. Gathering his courage and his present for Eel, he started his crawl towards Eel's cave. His three hearts began beating faster and faster the second he saw the red, bioluminescent glow coming from the mouth of the cave. The entrance to the party glowed a cheerful crimson from the phytoplankton covering the barnacles around the entrance. "That's an amazing decoration!" Inky exclaimed, unable to control his excitement. "But I bet it's going to be a pain to clean up later." As he slid closer, Inky watched two crabs eagerly scurry sideways over the rocks and into the cave, each carrying a present in their huge claws. He tightened his suction around his own present for Eel, worried that he might drop it at the last second. "Do not drop it and do not ink. Do not drop it and do not ink. Do not drop it and do not ink," he told himself. By the time he had reached the entrance, his insides felt like a recess for a school of guppies. Inky's three hearts pounded wildly, drowning out the faint sound of music coming from inside the cave. Inky saw Eel greet the two crabs, accept their presents, and then watched as the crabs began mingling with the other guests, who were mostly other crustaceans as well. "Do not drop it and do not ink. Do not drop it and do not ink," he told himself again, squeezing Eel's present even tighter. "Inky, Inky, are you okay?" asked Eel, who had shuffled up beside him to welcome him to the party. Inky tried to give Eel a warm Christmas welcome, but nothing would come out, which made him shake nervously. Inky tried to concentrate on handing Eel the present, but he had suctioned it so tightly that it wouldn't come free. The shakes overtook Inky, and he began to flail his eight arms frantically, as if struck by a bolt of electricity. He felt every eye and every eye stalk at the party turn to look his way as he tried to free the stuck present. Just as it released from his tentacles, Inky felt it happen. Inky inked all over Eel's cave, spraying a cloud of goopy, purplish black glop everywhere. His heart sank. Changing a bright shade of red, Inky propelled himself as fast as he could out the door without saying a word, leaving his present floating to the floor behind him. That night, Inky sat alone and glum in his den, mortified at what he had done. Eel had to be so angry at him. He pictured Eel shocked and stunned, apologizing to all of his other guests for Inky's inability to conduct himself properly at a party. Of course, Eel had every right to be angry. "If I could only control my ink," cried Inky aloud. "And what am I going to do about tomorrow night at Shark's Shindig?" thought Inky, tears welling up in his eyes. "What if I ink again? I'll lose another friend and ruin another party," worried Inky. "I just won't go. I'll just stay here all alone, where I'm comfortable, and there's no chance of accidental inkage," he said aloud, crossing four of his tentacles. "But then again, how will Shark get his present?" he thought, looking over to the two remaining Christmas presents he had for his friends. No, he had to try to go to Shark's Shindig, because he needed to give Shark his present. Inky fell asleep that night, trying to think of a way to stop himself from inking. In the morning, he came up with a plan. If he went early enough, before anyone had a chance to arrive, he might not be so nervous. Without anyone looking, he'd have no reason to be nervous, and he'd be able to control his ink. Leaving early, Inky grabbed Shark's present and shoved off in the direction of Shark's shipwreck. Inky chose a bright blue color for his skin, hoping it wouldn't make him blend in with the water too much. He just knew Shark would love his present, a license plate from Massachusetts. Living in the Pacific Ocean, he was pretty sure Shark didn't have this license plate from the state all the way on the East Coast. Inky just knew Shark would love it, as long as he didn't ink with excitement before Shark could open it. He continued on his way, trying not to worry about inking, but thinking about how early he'd be there and how comfortable he'd be if no one else was there. But what if someone else was there? What if someone else had the same idea for a present? What if Shark already had that license plate? He felt his heart start to beat a touch faster as he arrived at Shark's ship. Inky knocked tentatively on the door and felt his tentacles quiver with anticipation as he waited. "Do not worry and do not ink. Do not worry and do not ink. Do not worry and do not ink." The door swung open and Inky saw a set of very large teeth grinning out at him.
"Inky, my good chum, how are you tonight?" "A bit early, aren't you? No worries, though. I'm so glad you could make it to my little shindig. Your color is lovely!"
Inky's hearts raced with excitement. Was he the first one here? Was he too early? Who else was coming? Would Shark like his present? He could feel his color shifting, turning more violet as red started to overtake the blue, and he suddenly became aware of the pressure on his ink glands. Using three tentacles, Inky quickly handed his present to Shark, all the while saying, "Do not ink, do not ink, do not ink," silently in his head.
"Oh, you shouldn't have," Shark said as he laughed deeply, "but I'm so glad you did. Come in, come in."
Inky slid inside the doorway, feeling the rhythm of his hearts increase. "Do not ink in his ship, do not ink in his ship, do not ink in his ship," he chanted to himself as he took in all the festive sights. Shark's tree was made of kelp swaying gently in the current of the water. From different ends of the dancing kelp hung carefully placed license plates. Inky made his way over to it, trying to catalog all of the states. The motion of the kelp made it hard to focus. Was that Massachusetts or Mississippi? It kind of looked like Massachusetts. It was definitely Massachusetts. Or was it Missouri? Oh, he couldn't take the pressure any longer. He needed Shark to open his present right now before... Inky inked all over Shark's ship, spraying a cloud of goopy black glop everywhere. His heart sank. Changing a bright shade of red, Inky propelled himself as fast as he could out the door without saying a word, leaving his presence floating to the floor behind him. That night, Inky sat in his den, mortified at what he had done. Shark had to be so angry at him. He pictured Shark in a frenzy, thrashing his tail and smashing his gift to smithereens. Of course, Shark had every right to be angry. "If I could only control my ink," cried Inky. "And what am I going to do about tomorrow night at Jellyfish's Jamboree?" thought Inky, more tears welling up in his eyes. "What if I ink again? I'll lose another friend and ruin another party." "No, this time I just won't go. I just won't go at all. I'll just stay here, all alone where I'm comfortable, and there's no chance of accidental inkage," he said aloud, crossing six of his tentacles. "But then again, how will Jellyfish get her present?" he thought, looking over at the one remaining present he had sitting there for his friend. No, he had to try to go to Jellyfish's Jamboree, because he needed to give her his Christmas present. Inky fell asleep that night, trying to think of a way to stop himself from inking. In the morning, he came up with a plan. If he went late, the party would be in full swing. Everyone would be jiggling on the dance floor, much too busy to notice him sneak in and give Jellyfish a present. With everyone swishing and swashing, they'd never see him. He'd have no reason to be nervous, and he'd be able to control his ink. Leaving very late, Inky turned a dark grayish color, grabbed Jellyfish's present, and shoved off in the direction of her dance club called the Sandbar, where she was having her party. Inky felt calm, cool, and collected, and completely confident that this time he wouldn't ink. As he rolled over the top of the coral reef, he heard the faint rhythm of the music pulsating from the nearby jamboree. Two of his tentacles started bopping to the beat of the swinging music. He continued on his way, trying not to worry about inking, by picturing everyone twisting and twirling on the dance floor. But what if Jellyfish was too busy dancing to greet him? What would he do if Jellyfish asked him to dance? What if, when he got there, the band was taking a break and everyone saw him come in late? Nearing the door, Inky felt his pulse quicken as his hearts picked up their pace to match the rhythm of the muffled music. When Inky lifted a tentacle to wrap it around the door handle, he noticed that it was swaying on its own in time to the music. "Do not dance and do not ink. Do not dance and do not ink. Do not dance and do not ink." Inky pulled the door open, releasing a swell of music that washed over him. Slipping inside, Inky looked past urchins and sponges squiggling to the music, trying to find Jellyfish.
"There you are," said a familiar squishy voice from behind him. "I was starting to think you wouldn't make it, but as it turns out, you're just in time for some karaoke," said Jellyfish.
As if stung by a needle, Inky immediately felt each tentacle tense. He couldn't get up there and sing in front of everyone. Before Inky could protest, Jellyfish wrapped one of her tentacles around one of his and pulled him toward the stage. Inky heard Jellyfish yelling out song possibilities as she pulled him through the crowd.
"I saw three ships come sailing in," she suggested.
"Or what about joy to the pearl the oyster gave?"
"Or how about the classic jingle shells, jingle shells, jingle in the bay. Oh, what fun it is to swim on a coral reef today."
"Hey, any one of those would be good, don't you think?" Inky tried to think of something to say that would get him out of singing that wouldn't hurt Jellyfish's feelings, but all he heard himself say was, "Do not ink, do not ink, do not ink." Jellyfish pulled Inky onto the stage.
"Are you ready?"
she asked, never even noticing the present Inky had in one of his tentacles. Inky froze in fear in front of the large crowd. All at once, the crowd roared as Jellyfish grabbed the conch shell being used as a microphone and yelled,
"Who wants to hear a holiday song?"
Inky thought he heard a drum pounding out the beat when he realized it was just his own hearts trying to leap out from his insides.
"Feel free to sing along to one of our favorite tunes. I saw Mommy eating lobster claws."
Inky's tentacles went rigid as he stared out into the audience when he heard Jellyfish call out,
"And a one, and a two, and a one, two."
Inky inked all over Jellyfish's jamboree, spraying a cloud of goopy black glop everywhere, even out into the audience. His hearts sank.
Changing a bright shade of red, Inky propelled himself as fast as he could past the audience and out the door without saying a word, leaving his present floating to the floor on the stage behind him. That night, Inky sat in the den, once again mortified at what he had done. Jellyfish had to be so angry at him. He pictured her on stage, but instead of singing a sweet Christmas carol, he imagined her singing a venomous tune, making barbs at Inky's expense. Of course, Jellyfish had every right to be angry. "I wish I could have controlled my ink. I ruined all three parties and lost three good friends," cried Inky, tears stinging his eyes. "Not only that, but I made a fool out of myself in public. Who would want to be my friend now?" Hearts broken, Inky put his head in his tentacles and began to weep salty tears. "Inky, Inky, are you there?" he heard a familiar voice call. "Is that you crying in there?" came another voice just as familiar.
"Come on, Inky, we know it's you. This is Christmas time. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And well, you shouldn't be crying," sang a third familiar voice.
"Eel? Shark? Jellyfish? Is that you?" asked Inky, climbing out of his den.
"Well, of course it is," said Eel, swimming up to Inky with Shark and Jellyfish.
Inky looked up from his tear-soaked tentacles to see each of his three friends carrying the presents he'd brought them. Each present was still packaged in its original wrapping, unopened. "You came to give back your gifts?" asked Inky. "I suppose I don't blame you. I wouldn't want gifts from a friend who ruined my Christmas party either."
"Don't be silly, Inky. We're not here to return your gifts," said Jellyfish.
"Not at all," continued Shark. "We're here to open them with you." "You swam off in such a rush we didn't get a chance to open our presents together," said Eel.
"Yeah, none of us did," said Jellyfish.
"It's Christmas, Inky, and we wanted to open our presents together," finished Eel.
"So you're not mad at me?"
asked Inky nervously, genuinely confused and a bit hesitant to hear the answer.
"Of course not," roared Shark. "We all know you're a bit of an anxious octopus, but we love you just the same."
"But I ruined your parties. I inked everywhere. It was so embarrassing," said Inky apprehensively.
"It wasn't that bad," said Jellyfish. "I mean, the cloud dissipated pretty quickly on the stage. I think the audience thought it was a cool special effect."
"Yeah, and you came so early to my party," said Shark, "that I was able to clean it up inkity split. No harm done at all. When the other guests arrived, they didn't even know it had happened."
And Inky, did you notice that all of my guests were bottom dwellers? Lobsters, crabs, oysters, and mussels mostly. Every time they move, they kick up a dusty cloud of sand and debris. None of them even noticed the ink cloud at my party," comforted Eel.
"And ink or no ink, you're our friend," said Shark, putting a fin around Inky.
"Quite," agreed Eel. "Now please, can we open our presents? This eel's been eagerly waiting for days to find out what's inside."
Inky felt relieved to hear that he hadn't ruined any of his friends' parties after all, but he did feel a little silly for all the time and energy he put into worrying about inking.
"Let's open those presents," said Inky. "I can't wait to see if you like what I got each of you."
With a surge of energy, Eel ripped open his present, a jar of barnacle buffer for keeping his cave clean.
"This is my favorite wax," said Eel.
"I thought I've seen you use that brand before, so I thought you might need some more, eh?"
Shark went next, tearing the wrappings off his license plate.
"Ah, Massachusetts! This is a wicked cool present, Inky. I've been searching every harbor, far and wide, hoping to find a plate that had fallen off a car with this license plate. Thanks!"
Jellyfish went last, shredding the wrappings of her present in a flurry.
"Ooh! You got me the new Man of War album! So cool of you, Inky! They totally rock!"
screamed Jellyfish, psyched as ever.
"I'm glad you all like my presents," said Inky, "and I'm glad that I got to see you open them."
"We all chipped in and got you a present, too," said Jellyfish, swimming back out to the entrance of Inky's den. "See? It's right here," she said with a present wrapped in green kelp trailing behind her.
"You shouldn't have," said Inky, surprised. "Christmas with friends? This is already the most perfect Christmas ever. Just having you here is present enough."
Phooey, said Shark. We wanted to get you something, too. Now go ahead and open it.
Inky used all 8 tentacles to delicately unwrap his present, worried he'd damaged the present inside, but excited all the same. As the kelp wrapping peeled away, Inky saw that he was left holding a book in his hands. Inky and his friends laughed together as he read the cover. Self-Help for Cephalopods, Changing the Tide. Your guide to worrying less and having fun. We hope you enjoyed the story. If you liked it, consider sharing it with a friend or giving it to them as a gift during the holiday season. The fun doesn't have to stop here. Download and print the All Things Inky Activity template from the blog and let your imagination run wild. We would like to send out bright birthday wishes to Papa G of Massachusetts, Uncle Marky of Massachusetts, Sean D, Nani of New York, and Kevin D of West Virginia. We hope your day sparkled. We wish you a safe and happy holiday season, whatever your plans may be. As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.